as the Sunday law. And then we're going to go look at a little bit of Isaiah 10 and see that Isaiah himself is dealing with issues associated with the Sunday law. But let's start with this passage from Sister White, and it's from Manuscript Releases, Volume 14, pages 91 and 92. All who will exalt and worship the idle Sabbath, a day that God has not blessed, help the devil and his angels with all the power of their God-given ability, which they have perverted to a wrong use. Inspired by another spirit which blinds their discernment, they cannot see that the exaltation of Sunday observance is entirely the institution of the Catholic Church. A corrupt union has been formed to tear down God's memorial of creation, the seventh day, which he hallowed and blessed and gave to man to be a sign between God and his people to be observed throughout their generations forever. A period is coming when everyone will take sides between the Sabbath of the fourth commandment, which the Lord has sanctified and blessed, and the spurious Sabbath instituted by the man of sin. An idol Sabbath has been set up, as the golden image was set up in the plains of Dura, and as Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, issued a decree that all who would not bow down and worship this image should be killed, so a proclamation will be made that all who will not reverence the Sunday institution will be punished with imprisonment and death. Thus the Sabbath of the Lord is trampled underfoot. But the Lord has declared, woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees and write grievousnesses which they have prescribed. Sister White clearly here identifying Isaiah 10:1 as the Sunday law, but she continues on, and she's going to quote from more of the Bible here. The great day of the Lord is near, it is near, and hasteth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty man, shall cry there bitterly. The day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. And I will bring distress upon men that they shall walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood shall be poured out as dust and their flesh as dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Zephaniah 1:14-18.